Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said the dictionary is the only place where success comes before work. We appreciate the opportunity of Bible study, and we appreciate being with you today as we look into the Word of God. We've been talking about the second coming of Christ. We want to continue to do that, and we're glad that you're listening. All right, in the second coming of Christ, we have a promise that was given by the Lord in regard to His return. That promise is a valid promise, and one the Lord said that He would keep. When we look at the promise, we find in John 14, as a means of consoling His disciples, Jesus told them, "Don't be overly concerned about this matter, because if I go, I will come again." Then, as He was ascending, it was reminded men that this same Jesus would so return in like manner. The Apostle Peter, in discussing the events that will occur the last day at the end of time, and he talks about the heavens being on fire, the earth, the elements and the works therein, all being burnt up. This is going to be when the Lord returns. And so the Bible very plainly points out the Lord will return. In the Hebrew letter chapter 9 and verse 28, after reminding people that they have an appointment with death, it is reminded the fact that we will look for Him because He will appear a second time without sin unto salvation. This having to do with the second coming of Christ. Well, as we've looked at the promise, we're assured that the Lord is going to come again. But the question comes up, when will that event occur? Well, we looked at the 24th chapter, the book of Matthew, and noted that there were two questions that were basically in the minds of people in that time. First of all, they had looked at the temple and were admiring the temple that had been built, but Jesus said, "This is going to come down very quickly." And so they began to say, "When's that going to occur?" And so the destruction of Jerusalem is dealt with by our Master. Then later, Jesus is going to deal with a second question. What about the signs of your coming? And so he points out, first of all, that all of these things, that is, the wars, rumors of wars, the pestilence in the land, and all of these things had to do with the destruction of Jerusalem. But now, what about the second coming of Christ? Read again verse 36 of Matthew chapter 24. "Of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but the Father only." So what if a person makes a prediction saying, "I know when Jesus is going to come again"? Well, I could know this about him. I could know that he doesn't know what he's talking about. This has happened again and again. 1843, a man predicted the end of the world. 1844, when his first prediction had not come true, he tried it again and both times was proved to be a false teacher. How many times has that been repeated through the years? Over and over again, people have said they know when the Lord is going to come. Do you remember the little booklet, 88 Reasons the Rapture Will Occur in 1988? Well, 1988 has come and gone, and the predictions of that book were simply false predictions. We still have people doing that very thing. You remember those who've been excited about the 2011 coming of our Lord. And then there are those who say 2012. But when they're through with all of that, it proves once more, no man knows. Even the angels of heaven do not know. Therefore, A person is simply putting himself in a foolish position when he claims he knows when the Lord is going to come again. Follow what we have just looked at, and then go into chapter 25 of the book of Matthew, and notice that there were five wise and five foolish virgins. The wise were those who were able to have oil for their lamps, and they were sustained in what they were doing. The foolish were those who did not make preparation, and so they were not ready when that time came. Following this discussion, look at verse 13. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. That's where I stand. Is that where you stand? Look, because you don't know the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. What a shame that people think they know more than the Bible gives them the right to know about. Indeed, there is nobody who knows when Jesus is going to come. I wonder why the Lord described his second coming by saying it's like a thief in the night. Well, could you imagine that he was saying nobody really knows when that's going to occur? You know, thieves do not give you signs as to when they're going to come break into your house, do they? Could you imagine a thief calling you and saying, now tonight when it starts getting dark and when I think undercover I'll be able to come into your house, I'm going to rob you tonight. Well, a thief doesn't do that, very obviously. Jesus said, I'm going to come again, and he didn't tell us when that will be. Now, what is the point? The point is, if we are prepared, it won't make any difference when he comes, because we're ready for that. But if he said, I'm going to come at a certain time, then people would get ready just at that time. Well, the Lord didn't want last-minute preparation. He wanted daily service, and so he simply says, it's like a thief in the night. Thieves do not warn you ahead of time when they're going to come. So, when we have the indication of the Bible that nobody knows when that time is going to be, brethren, friends, we need to understand we don't know when he's coming back. Don't let any false teacher tell you, well, I've taken the Old Testament and read and I've put that together with New Testament teaching and I've come up with the time the Lord is going to return again. Friends, is it true that Jesus knew as much about the Bible as anybody could possibly know? Then is it true that there's a man living today who knows more than Jesus does about the Word of God? Well, certainly that would be arrogant, wouldn't it? Jesus simply says nobody knows, the angels of heaven don't even know, and so no man living today knows when the second coming of Christ will occur. When somebody begins telling you the signs show that he's going to come, Jesus just pointed out in Matthew 24 and 25, there are no signs for my second coming. You won't have signs ahead. There were signs for the destruction of Jerusalem, but not for the second coming. I want you to be ready. I want you to be prepared. Well, we appreciate talking with you today about this. I hope that you'll listen again tomorrow. And remember, it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.